you know, break in, you know, and they patch them. I mean, you used to see them go along here a lot of time with this big old truck, and it was a Hornet.
Yeah, and it smells pretty bad.
Pretty bad. And then someone, it's hot when you pour it, you know, they pour it out of a big old drum and on the truck.
Yeah.
And there's a, they tell men to carry that because it's hot, it gets cold.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's dangerous work.
I know, I've seen them out here since I've been here. I didn't patch it.
We noticed when we drove in that
patching it. Uh-huh. They do. They patch it. I hope they're not catching everything I'm saying because I'm brand
new. No, that's fine.
I hope it's not catching.
Okay. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
You would call it a... I don't know what that would be called.
Okay, would you ever call it a boulevard strip or a parkway or a neutral ground?
Oh, parkway. You call it a parkway.
And what do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
Ditch. I really don't know what you would call that.
Would you ever call it a ditch or a borrow pit? Or?
Yeah, we call it a ditch. Sometimes we call it a... I don't know, we would call it a gully.
Okay.
We call it a gully.
You would call it a... You would?
What you call it a gully? I would call it a gully. Sometimes you call it a gully.
Uh-huh. Especially after the rain.
After rain.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have a name for a worthless dog that just hangs around and doesn't do any work?
I'll preach.
A worthless dog that hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work.
A dog. A dog, you say?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I call.
Would you ever call it a cur or a sorry dog or a mongrel or a cat?
I don't know what to call it. I think so, you're kidding me.
Okay, do you have a name for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time?
Now say that again.
Do you have a name for the sound that horses make when they're...
Oh, name.
Oh.
Name.
And what do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this, that children like to break?
Chicken... say it again.
It's the chicken bone.
Wishbone.
Yeah, children like to pull on it. And what do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut, and then the second one grows back?
Inner layer, outer layer. You call it inner layer.
I don't know. I've never heard that.
I don't know why I've seen it. The top growth and the second growth.
Second growth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. And what do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Bread means like cornbread. All right. Cornbread.
What other things do you make out of cornmeal?
We make muffins. Don't we call them muffins?
Pardon?
Muffins.
Uh-huh.
Muffins. That's all I know.
Do you ever make
stuff?
Johnny cake or something like that?
Johnny cake. Yeah, I make Johnny cake.
Uh-huh.
Johnny cake.
Do you ever fry anything? Fry cornmeal in deep fat?
Yeah, fry them.
What's
like
that called?
Fish. We call them, fish stick? No, I don't know what to call that.
Yeah?
We call it sometimes, I don't know, sometimes I eat with fish, I fry it sometimes with my fish. And the grease I fry my fish in.
Sounds good.
I forget what it is now. I think it's right off handed.
That's fine. Do you ever boil it with greens?
Huh?
Do you ever boil cornmeal with greens?
Yes, I have boiled it with a ton of greens. I have boiled it. Make little dough. I call it little dough, round thing, drop it in my pot liquor. I call it my stock. I had it boiled it with, and that is good.
It sounds good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's good.
I have to try that sometime.
That's good.